It's amazing how humans are able to create ideas and make them come to life. We can make religion out of them or come up with a culture. Humans can create these beliefs and answer the questions of the unknown. We can, in a way, change what some may see as pretending and give pretending a more realistic side to it. Some have historical proof and facts, and others are simply powered by the strong ability to believe without sight, creating a satisfactory feeling in our souls, bringing peace to our thoughts, and in some cases surpassing the scariest parts of life, like believing that after death we will all go to a good place, filled with love and positivity, or how every event, good or bad, has an opposite outcome in a way, and happens for a reason. Our beliefs have ended up shaping us and our ways of living, but how have those beliefs transformed us to who we are? The reason for religion is needed to be covered. Its rights, its wrongs, how it is viewed, how it is presented, taught, learned, and the distance it has with us humans. This podcast will cover the topics that some people might not agree on, but it is based off what I have seen, experienced, and learned with time throughout my life. This century, we haven't focused much of our surroundings in religion, but if we do focus well on it, we can find multiple flaws and advances in our acceptance with religion or the growth in knowledge. We have seen religious freedom improving in certain countries, but it has surely been hard for others, mostly outside of America. It may not come to mind as much as with Americans since we don't see conflict in our day-to-day life, but ignoring what happens outside America makes us bystanders, and it becomes our issue as well. Addressing first the issues in America, I would start off by stating the event that happened on September 11th, 2001. I would say it was a day that was filled with grief, and it was only filled with grief. It started at 8:46 a.m. American Airlines Flight 11 from Boston, and traveling at great speeds, struck the North Tower of the World Center Complex. Within minutes, emergencies were contacted, and at 9:03 a.m., United Airlines Flight 175 crashed a second tower. Soon after the second tower collapsed, the streets were filled up with dust and debris. You can see it from miles away, and the victims running through the streets in fear for their lives. It seemed like it was the end, and so it was for many people, workers in the buildings, firemen, police, and even bystanders. The power was down, millions unable to contact their family members with questions of them still being alive. One could see people jumping off the buildings to avoid being burned alive. It was a terrible event, and it affected millions of lives, which became fear afterwards and changed the viewpoint in between religions, where people saw clearly that even though the religion searched for peace, it still waged war. The Islamic terrorist group Al-Qaeda was then hated on and brought up a lot of racism towards them and other Muslim groups. Judgment upon them caused a big change in America, where security would concentrate on who looked like a terrorist instead of who had weapons or anything dangerous or illegal on them, and would base their choosing on who to stop and check, on what they wore, what race they seemed to belong to, and their skin color or religion. The religion can now label them good or bad. 18 years later, and even though society seemed to genuinely try to bring racism down, we still see it happening, and not only in airports. There are multiple times a day where a cop stops a man for simply being black, Latino, etc. There was even an incident where a black male was minding his own business walking down the street, and he was shot for simply wearing a hoodie and was thought to be dangerous. The kid, Trayvon Martin, was simply walking back home when Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch captain, shot him in the chest as supposing self-defense. I personally think, just like many others, that the man was racially profiling the kid and abused his power. Incidents like these don't always happen, but I am sure that the profiling and the hate between races has died down. But it still is a dangerous subject, and to make a change, it has to start with the teaching of races and how we all belong in different cultures, but yet we are all humans and should respect others' opinions. Of course, a change needs to be made, but to do that, we have to start with the youth. It is clear that in the past, people were taught much differently than how we are today. Acceptance of different races wasn't exactly at its full potential, and following a certain belief was almost obligatory. Going even farther back, around the 1400s, more or less, people used to be scared out of their lives if they were told that they were going to hell. They would do anything possible to get on God's good side again. And that is when the Christian churches came in with indulgences, where if you wanted to get rid of a sin, you would need to pay for an indulgence, where it was basically a pardon for your sin. I personally think that it was a terrible action, and it was so that they removed indulgences since the churches started losing many followers. This lost trust in the religion, and it was a big mistake that they knew they committed. It should never be this way, especially if you feel forced into having to believe everything or you will suffer eternal hell. It isn't always a religion's fault to force someone to stay, and is most possible the family's fault today and age. And although when one is raised by a family that follows a certain religion, and that family isn't forcing the child to stay in the religion, that person usually takes on that same religion, and it's fine. But if by any chance the son or daughter in that family wants to change their beliefs, it should be accepted and listened to. I know multiple people, including myself, who have wanted to go through a different path but are too scared to come clean with their parents. I have always had different beliefs than my parents, but was still forced into going to religious meetings or events with my family, and I don't stay mad at them for doing so, even though I thought it was wrong. But now I feel more free, and by speaking to them, I have been able to express what I really prefer. I believe it is wrong to force someone into believing something that they aren't 100% comfortable with. It is a change that needs to be made for future parents to allow their children to make a choice, but I still think it is completely okay to start off teaching your religion to your children. For this interviewee, I chose someone who saw their family go through a lot but wasn't in the perspective where she was completely affected by it. She saw most of her issues instead of being involved in them. I wanted to figure out if seeing loved ones suffer and see the possible paths one can take affected her view in religion and seeing the importance of it, or instead saw another side to the story. How accepting are humans to other people's religions, and how have you seen a change?
I think humans are not very accepting of other people's religion. This because a religion is something you usually grow up with. It's hard for people to understand that something they have always known is different from others.
How do beliefs make someone who they are?
Beliefs shape people into who they are because it creates their essence. People act on what they believe in, and this adds to their character, which essentially shapes them into who they are.
Why do you follow your beliefs?
Some of my beliefs were set on me without me even noticing. Part of growing up is choosing what old beliefs to follow and which new ones to take on. The beliefs I follow are the ones that make me feel like I'm doing what's right in my heart.
Are there things your beliefs can't explain? Does it bother or bring doubt to you?
There are definitely things my beliefs do not explain. It has been a challenge to learn and understand some things don't have an answer. It used to bother me more than it does now. I think meeting people and different people has really helped me, because after different conversations, you learn that we are all on a journey here on Earth, and these questions about the world and about beliefs are in every human being's mind, and it's okay that they don't have an answer.
How has religion affected our growth and our perception of each other?
My family is very Catholic religious, but my mother is more of spiritual. I think as a child, I was taught to go to church every Sunday, and I've done every ceremony that the Catholics need by the time and by my age. I think what was really important for me was that when I grew up, she allowed me to take what I like about religion and practice it, and also eliminate what I didn't like about it and leave it behind.
What causes one to do an action? Why do we act? Is it because of God's plan, evolution, etc.?
I think people's actions are completely up to their choices. There is no greater power in one's life than our own decisions. Decisions are what become of our future.
How can religion shape our future?
And religion are big parts of society. They both shape the world as we see it today. I think they are the key components of the contents of people's minds and therefore influence their actions.
Honestly, I don't want to define who this person is, since she is very close to me and her story is very personal. But giving a short backstory, this woman was raised in a family who went through a lot when she was little. She saw most of her issues and was affected by them, but the issues weren't exactly about her. Her religion wasn't 100% forced on her, but she clearly had no option at the moment. She saw beauty in what her family believed in, therefore she decided to follow and continue with the same beliefs. Today, she lives by the same religion and is a very loving person. She has grown in maturity, and from experience, I believe her beliefs helped her out while going through the family issues. For the second interview, someone who I know went through a lot was needed. I was intrigued to find out if going through a tough path affected her belief and connection to the religion she followed. Was it strengthened, or did she feel like it didn't have her back at all?
How accepting are humans to other people's religion, and how have you seen a change in it?
I think people have been very intolerant to other people's religions and beliefs for a very long time. It's been the cause of many wars and hatred towards others, and it still is. Lebanon, Israel, Pakistan, Iraq, etc. Throughout time, this has changed, but not enough. Every day we see humans fighting for others' freedom of thought and through protests and rallies, so there has been a small change. But there is still a lot of intolerance in the world towards people that are different from common beliefs.
How do beliefs make someone who they are?
Beliefs give purpose to human beings, and it gives them something to fight for and live for. Beliefs mold who we are as a human being with morals and values. They don't have to be religious, though. They can be personal and spiritual. Beliefs help you identify what you want in life, who you are, and what you want to give back to the world.
And why do you follow your beliefs?
Because when I go against my own beliefs, values, and morals, I feel like I'm going against myself or who I am. For example, my belief of treating others how I would like to be treated makes me be a better person and spread love and tolerance to those around me.
An extra question, do you think beliefs like religion has been adapted by humans because they want answers to the unknown?
I think religion specifically, yes. People have a tendency to get scared and panic if they don't know the answers to life, to the unknown, to the events, to circumstances, especially people who have been who have big obstacles in their lives, and like illnesses or death specifically, it makes them try to seek a bigger power so that they feel like they have somebody taking care of them.
Are there things your beliefs can't explain? Like, does it bother or bring doubt to you?
Well, not really. Personally, my beliefs are strong, and it allows me to surrender the doubts or questions to a bigger universal force, power, God, spirit, whatever you want to name it, and to just let my doubts, let them go. And I know that I don't have to have all the answers. And I just live day by day with what I have and the power of now.
How have scientific discoveries changed who we are and people's beliefs?
Personally, I think the more advanced that science gets, the more they realize there is a higher power or force, a frequency of thought, a manifestation that shapes our lives, and it's going on constantly, like the law of gravity, like the law of energy. It's the same thing with the law of attraction, with the frequency of our thoughts become actions, etc. So I think we can integrate scientific discoveries to scientists realizing that there is a bigger picture.
A bigger power.
Like mm-hmm. Einstein said, like, the more I study science, the more I believe in God.
Mm-hmm. How has religion affected our growth and our perceptions of each other?
Well, difference in people's religions make people very judgmental towards others and intolerant of others. It affects humans' perception on other human beings, like thinking that they're less than others because they think differently, or they're stupid because they believe this and we don't believe that, or it makes people disrespect other people just because somebody has unique and personal beliefs that don't necessarily fit into the standard of society.
What causes one to do an action? Like, why do we act? Is it because of God's plan, evolution, etc.?
I think that depends on everybody's personal beliefs. Like, people think that we act because of free will, or that we act because there's a master plan,
like the God's
plan. Yeah. I personally believe that we act out of both. I think there's room for everything, for evolution, for science, and for God, if we allow it, and if we integrate them all, body, spirit, and mind. I think that there is a bigger picture, whatever you want to call it, there's a bigger universal force, a force that can be explained scientifically or religiously, like whatever you name it, it's the same thing. It's a power. It's a power that's bigger than human beings. And I think there is a wisdom in the universe. And I also think that God, or whatever you want to call it, has given human beings the intelligence to develop science and to explore human evolution and to explore all of these things and to experience life as human beings.
And the last question is, how can science and religion shape our future? Or how do you think so?
Okay, I think that the key of life, or the key for a better, brighter future, is tolerance and love. Like, we don't all have to have the same spiritual or religious beliefs. If people believe in love and in humanity as a community, instead of separateness and we're all separated and hatred and religions and differences, and we all saw that we are one and that we are love, no matter who we are, where we come from, what we believe in, we are all the same and there's equality, that's when our future can be shaped for the better. We would all believe in kindness and humanity and treat each other with respect and the tolerance that we deserve, realizing that we're all worthy of love and happiness, no matter our differences.
For my final question, I wanted to ask you if you think religion has harmed humanity.
I think that religion has made us inhumane in a way. It has told us what is right, what is wrong. If we don't believe, or if we don't feel, or if we don't act the way that God, parenthesis created by humans, has told us to act, then we are unworthy human beings. Then we're not worthy of dignity, of respect, of love. I think that for example, the Bible, which is a sacred document and it's a beautiful book, humans grabbed it and distorted it and grabbed what they wanted to grab and made rules in life and rules for human beings to act and to behave in order to be right. So anybody who goes against those rules, like sexual orientation or like a preference, even if you're in a relationship and you want to have sex outside of marriage, or if you have an attraction for same sex, or if you like to party, or if you like different things that is not the norm, then you are meant to feel guilty. And it creates a huge feeling of Catholic guilt, and of, I guess with other religions it's the same thing. And people feel like there's something wrong with them. It can even lead them to having such big feelings of shame and guilt for who they are that they can end up committing suicide. And it's the same thing with Hinduism or really extremist religions from Asia that can make people believe that because of Allah, for example, they have to kill anybody else who does not have their same religion. Or they have to be married without even knowing the person that they're marrying because their families have to marry inside their religion. Like, I just feel like religion created by human beings is very, very destructive towards happiness and love.
Because we put our own rules in that religion.
Yeah.
And it's like somebody keep on changing it through history.
Exactly.
Like in the past, exactly. They had, I forgot what they were called, but there were these things that would basically forgive you from your sins, and it would actually cost money. So they would go to churches and they would literally say, like, pay us this amount and all your sins are removed, you're going to heaven. And they would do it multiple times, even if you wouldn't have a sin to, or a deadly sin that you have committed.
It's a business, exactly. It's like, I mean, it's honestly, it's like, oh, okay, Catholic or Christianity or whatever, that's amazing. Everybody's wonderful. Priests are amazing. Well, what about all the priests who are pedophiles and have raped numerous kids, you know? Like, religion
taking advantage
of their power. Exactly. I think religion is one of the scariest things. I think somebody that's a very spiritual religious leader can be just as dangerous as a president. Like, I think even more than that, because people believe in them and people want to believe in them, and people believe that what they're saying to do is the right thing to do, and what they're saying that's the wrong thing. Then I have seen so many families and so many people that have been completely devastated, depressed,
broken apart
100%. And I don't know if you know about Scientology, but that's an example of a religion that if the people in your family or the people that are close to you are not Scientologists, you may never speak to them again. And they will persecute them forever.
I didn't know.
It's horrible. It's horrible. And that's usually what you see. And that's why things like cults start to happen. Even like the Manson thing happened. Do you know what that is? Charles Manson, he was one of the biggest serial killers in all of history. It was during the 70s. He created this cult, and people during the 70s were all like freedom and love and spirituality. So he grabbed all these people and he was like, yeah, I'm a guru, you know, like, let's spread love. And this is the religious way and whatever. And people started following him, and he made these people commit murders. Numerous murders, like serial murders, because he felt and he told these people that you had to do that because God was sending you all these signs, you know. So religion is really a scary thing if it's in the hands of somebody that's dangerous or wrong.
Do you think it's caused more harm than good, though?
I do.
Yes?
I believe religion has caused more harm than organized religion. Religion, because there's a difference between religion and spirituality.
Like exaggerated religion, like
extremist.
For example, like my family is religious, but they accept that I don't believe in the same things that they believe.
Definitely.
And they still love me as a son.
Yeah.
But I know that there are certain families that are like, you don't like God, you don't believe in Jesus.
Then you can't be a part of this.
You can't be a part, you're out of the house.
Yes. I think obviously there are cases and there are exceptions and but extremists, like, any extreme is never good. And I think that extreme religion has definitely done more harm than good. And when I speak about religion, I'm speaking about organized religion, not about spirituality. Because I believe that it's very important for a human being, or for me personally, to be a spiritual being,
to believe in a higher power, to believe in goodness and kindness and love and patience and wanting to be a better human and sharing compassion, love, empathy, values, morals, and doing good and believing in God. It's completely different than believing in a religion that was created by human beings to make us act in a certain way.
Do you think it's worsened through time, or it's actually been better? Like, we've been more accepting, right?
I think it's getting better.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely getting better.
Okay. 6 minutes for one question, so. All right. Thank you.
Where we are now, I feel like we can make a very positive change if we put our minds to it. I believe that we have a lot to change and to teach the future generations. In the future, I believe that Islamic religion will rise immensely and surpass Christian religion. This was also a projection from the Pew Research Center that stated that Islam has been growing faster than any other world religion, having the Islam followers grow by 73% by 2050, while Christians will grow by 35%, and so will Hindu. I believe my generation might over-exaggerate sometimes in what should be accepted and what shouldn't, but at least we are taking in consideration that some comments that might not seem as hurtful to us might be hurtful to others. Therefore, we have been trying to make changes, proportions, events, and protests to help out the causes of equality and religious freedom. What I do believe we should consider is trying to teach some elders who come from a very different part of history where acceptance wasn't as big as it is now to accept others or at least keep their negative thoughts to themselves. It saddens me to still see hate crimes being made. For example, the New Zealand mosque shooting that recently happened. Right now, we are the smartest we have ever been, but we could also be the dumbest we will ever be. That isn't exactly a fact since I'm making a prediction, but it is what I believe since I have seen that although we have a lot of racism and in certain parts of the world there is still very little religious freedom, we at least know what we do and how it is wrong. Therefore, I know that there is room for improvement. I know even my generation, which was born in 2000, and younger ones still have problems with acceptance, since not everyone grows up in a family that knows how to educate in a modern day way. But I know we all have a heart, and although we might take 100 more years to do, we can still start seeing people as humans all around, and not label others by their skin color or culture.